Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back. We are They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly. And we are back.
We are back after
for now.
A brief hiatus, but after this movie we might quit.
I want another hiatus.
I want another vacation from these goddamn movies.
I want a vacation from Super Chick.
You're telling me that the movie we watched tonight, Super Chick, from 1973.
Yes, Super
wasn't
Chick.
Wasn't your favorite movie?
Not quite. No. Almost my favorite, Will, but
no,
not quite.
Maybe your flight made you jet lagged? Maybe you
no.
didn't understand that this...
Well, I flew 8 hours on an airplane, and I would rather do that again.
And then have to sit through...
In fucking coach, okay? I'm not a rich man. I'd rather do that than watch this movie, quote-unquote, again.
Can we consider it a movie, though? It's like...
It is filmed on a camera, and it was running in a theater, presumably, at some point. It's 90 minutes long.
If I was a theater, I'd be ashamed to show this movie.
I'd yeah, like, it's not just... a... I was going to make a joke about porno theaters, but it's not even that. So really, what I guess the main bottom line is that this belongs in no theaters.
Now,
it belongs in no TV screens.
Before we get to the official, our breakdown of the movie, I just want to do a quick definition for you.
I will have a retort for you, Will.
Okay.
You won't like it.
I know
I
you
have one.
I know you will. Because I know what you're I think I know what you're gonna say after this. Yeah. But anyway, so let me just entertain me for a minute. So we watched a quote unquote action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Now
action.
When you think action, and let me just define action.
Please do.
Action. Noun. The fact or process of doing something, typically to achieve an aim. Now, when I think action movies, let's go with your retort.
There was a lot of action in this.
Yes. Things did happen.
It's not the kind you wanted. But Super Chick was getting a lot of action.
Super Chick was getting too much action for me.
Sure?
Like...
You didn't get tired you didn't like the scene where they have an orgasm to music?
Listen, depending on how you feel about pornos, this movie should either just be a porno.
No.
Or just have a
plot. It doesn't, no. This movie wants to have its cake and eat it.
It has to tiptoe on the line between porno and movie.
Yes.
And it's barely a movie.
Oh, barely. And specifically a comedy movie.
It tried.
Yeah.
Trust me, I didn't laugh a goddamn bit. The only bit I laughed at was what they named one of the clubs in the movie, and that was it. That was the only funny
thing.
But
it wasn't... We didn't laugh because it was clever. We laughed because it was so stupid.
Yeah.
It's like a child.
It was, like, blatant.
Like a perverted 12-year-old.
This is a weird, like... So, how I describe this movie is a... Like you said, like a prepubescent boy... Who's just going through, like...
Puberty. Yeah.
He's just getting his hormones in. He's going crazy. Like, he's into women. Like, now give him the power to write a script and film a movie, and this is what you get. In the 70s.
Except... I don't know. I think he would just make a porno.
Probably.
I don't think he'd make a comedy with a... Excuse me.
There's
a plot that is so... It's so in the back.
I struggle to define it as a plot. It's not a plot. There's no plot.
Oh, well. There's so many plots.
Well, I don't even know if we need to describe this one because it's literally just about a woman flying from city to city sleeping with different men. Not different men, but the same three men.
The same three men. She has three lives, but then she says she has four because the writers of the movie can't fucking count.
Yep, and
for shit.
Then joins the Mile High Club with a soldier. I'm a Marine. I'm a Marine.
Oh, well, I love humor. Do you love humor?
Yeah.
I love funny.
I laugh.
Ha-ha. I love laugh. Ha ha.
I love laugh.
I love funny stuff.
I love ha ha fat funny.
Ha ha. Super Chick is funny, Will. Yeah,
it was great funny stuff. Huh?
It was funny shit, Will. What the fuck do you know?
Apparently nothing, because yeah. I didn't laugh.
Me neither. I knew things before I watched this, but afterwards, I don't know anything.
Okay, so I guess we have to go into it.
Yes, we do. We have to go into it like, God. Like many things went into other things in this movie.
Yeah. I mean.
Not enough.
Yeah. I mean, if more things were going into things, it would have made it more entertaining.
Well, if more things were going into things without the dumbest comedy I've ever witnessed in my life. There's a scene involving a flasher that is the furthest thing from funny I can think of.
Yeah.
The furthest. It's
not even funny in the slightest.
And the worst is that, like, they'll do a dumb joke, and then it's like they just keep going.
Now I want to say this. A lot of movies you describe as, like, being so bad that they're entertaining. Like, you live for this shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
This movie is so bad that it's not even entertaining, and when they try and joke around and try and do something funny, it just falls so flat on its face.
Oh, but they keep going.
They keep trying. It's like a plane wreck, right?
Yes.
But imagine the plane just keeps going into the ground more and more, and it's like shattering into more and more pieces.
That's this movie.
And then at the very end, it's just a shred of metal, and it still fucking finds a way to try and...
You mentioned plane crash.
Yeah.
See, that's a joke. Because the movie's about a stewardess. Get it? Humor.
Well, we start out with a Superman-style phone booth transformation. So that's great. A woman, for no reason, just goes into a fucking phone booth, and she's wearing a black wig. Clearly a black wig. She transforms from a
homely looking stewardess into a over the top sexy blonde woman.
I'm gonna stop you right there. She turns into Super Chick, okay?
Yeah.
She even has an S really close to her boobs to show us that it's Super Chick.
Yeah. What's her name? Tara B. True?
Tara B. True. What Tara kind of B. fucking True. Name is that?
It sounds like a bad 90s R&B artist.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I would rather listen to a classic hit by Tara B. True than watch this movie.
Yes. I'd rather listen to that shit on repeat for the rest of my life. But no, this is not a classic Tara B. True hit right here. It's Super Chick.
So then, for no fucking reason, we get two people in a tub.
Having dinner
in a tub.
There's like a table situated over their tub, and they're on opposite sides of the tub. Naked. Having dinner.
Guys,
with a butler.
That's pouring wine. And they're talking. I don't even remember what they're talking about. Do you
remember anything
about.
They said?
No.
See, I was planning on remembering because I know it was stupid.
Think it was relevant to any, well, what little plot there was.
There's a lot of, puns, and I know that, the dialogue is stupid, but...
All I remember is one point she says the water's too cold, so he turns on the water. That's literally all I remember.
Yes, the water's too cold.
So they're talking about stupid shit, they make a bunch of puns.
And
they're
then...
They're talking about, I guess classical music, because he likes something. Music, I don't know.
And then, they get out of the tub, and then...
And then
we're going to go to the opera. And then we get a scene.
And so they're going to La Boheme. And they're talking about.
You remember the fucking name?
Yeah.
You madman.
The play they're going to, I know.
Is it a real thing?
Yeah, La Boheme is a real thing.
Oh.
You know Rent?
Shit.
You know Rent?
Yeah, I know Rent.
So Rent is like a modern version of La Boheme.
Wow, Will.
Yeah.
This movie got culture.
I I highly doubt
someone
that.
Who wrote this had fucking once seen a play.
So, here's the thing. No, it doesn't, because La Boheme, like, almost every fucking person on the planet knows what La Boheme is. There's no culture there.
I do know Rent, so, yeah.
Yeah. If you've seen Rent, you've basically seen La Boheme. It's the same story.
Classy.
So, yeah, they're classy. They're real classy. So, anyway, so, I know they're saying they're going to see La Boheme, and that, like, she likes the part where the guy sings while he's dying.
Yeah.
So, some guy has, like, a terminal illness.
Yeah.
And is singing, and it's, like, supposed to be this tragic part, but she says, who knew a person could sound so beautiful when they're dying?
Yeah. Ha ha ha, funny.
Ha 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 ha.
And then we get a very weird scene where it shows one by one all their clothes are on the ground.
And you hear this,
and they're like, and she's saying things like, I'm going to do it. I'm
hit me harder.
Hit me harder. He's like, yeah, I'm going to hit you harder. But, Will, you keep doing the whipping noises, which I understand. But don't forget, there were also gunshot noises.
Yes.
Now, it keeps doing this, and I'm like, okay, they're having sex and doing some weird shit. No.
Nope. They are playing
cards.
I can't stress this enough. So let me set up the scene for you. So while gunshots and whip noises are going around, it's showing both their clothes. They slowly go up the stairs and like slowly go to his room. So not only are they playing cards, they're playing blackjack with the biggest fucking deck of cards I've ever seen in my entire life. It's like the jumbo fucking just huge cards. And he sets one down and just whoosh.
Where are the gunshots coming from?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I have no idea.
Exactly.
Was that supposed to be a joke? Because it's not funny.
Everything is a joke. I'm guessing the fucking massive jumbo sized cards are a joke too.
He even mentioned something about being a germaphobe and they've never touched before.
Oh, that's later, yeah.
But they were fucking bathing together.
Yeah, so, okay, it's later on, and he's, like, dropping her off at the airport, and he proposes to her, right? And she gives him this speech that we hear a million fucking times during the movie about, like, how, you know, I want to live my life the way I want to, and I don't want to, like, do this, and blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter. But he's, like, he says, like, trying to be romantic, he's like, I'll think of you during surgery. I'll think of you when I'm cutting people's brains open. Oh,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, you know, when I'm going deep into a guy's brain, I'll think of you.
Oh, that's so hot. And then you find out he's a germaphobe, and that's why he's never touched her, and he's never kissed her. Now they were in a bathtub together.
Now, a bath is like a cocktail of germs.
Yes.
You're fucking sitting in a pool of your own germs that doesn't go anywhere.
Yep.
How does a... So, like, I'm not a germaphobe, okay? I'm not. I don't care about germs, really.
Yeah.
Like, but if I was a germaphobe, the last thing I would want to do is fucking bathe with someone.
Mm-hmm. Someone that you...
Especially share fucking food, like, across a table over a bathtub while sitting in the same bathtub with them.
That and the fact that they're in bed when they're playing cards naked together. Which I assumed was because they were, it's like post-sex. But no, they're just naked because the director decided that we need tits in the movie.
Oh, we get a sex scene between
So
them.
Whatever, they're naked in the fucking bed together. Who gives a shit? Fuck logic. Fuck it.
So then we get a scene of a guy fucking this, like, she looks older. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. But, like, I mean, like, she's like this just big-tittied, like,
oh,
woman.
Oh, God.
And they're just...
This seed.
He's...
Yeah, they're like, it cuts this dude having sex. And this woman like, oh, yeah, it's good. And then he's like, oh, yeah, you like that.
Yeah, right.
Mama. He keeps calling her mama.
Yeah.
And, but it's showing, like, he has a portrait of Super Chick on the side of his bed. And there's, like, a pair of panties hanging off of it. Classy movie. And I was like, oh, that's her next, like... guy.
No.
Which it
is. Well, it is, but...
But he's with a different girl because we find out later he's an escort.
A male escort.
So he's like having sex for with older women.
For older women. And she asks him when they're going to get together. And he says,
like, oh, soon, baby. And then she's not baby. And then mama.
She's embarrassed when he finds her panties in the bed.
No. When she's putting her pants on, she's like, turn around. Like, you were just, like, rubbing genitals.
I'm sorry, you were boning. Like, why are you embarrassed about, like, him seeing your, like, hoochie? I don't get it.
And they, like, put their pants on, turned around.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
They were just boning.
I think I know. I think I have a theory, though. They thought it was funny.
Yeah, a lot of jokes they thought that it was fucking funny in this movie.
Yep. Was it funny?
No.
Wow.
I didn't laugh one bit in this movie, and the only moment we laughed was a cheap joke that just caught us off guard, I think.
See, I laughed a lot, but it was more out of, like, secondhand embarrassment, which I'll get to my big point on that at the very end of this.
So, but
then he goes to the airport and picks up Super Chick.
Super Chick.
And we get a montage.
No, well, remember, they go to his place.
Oh, his boat.
And then a mobster threatens him by having his lackey kick him in the shin. So the mobster is
about,
his...
Yeah, about that.
I think he's his pimp?
No. So the guy likes to gamble money at the dog races. And I guess he got, like, borrowed money from this mobster. And now he's, like, threatening him to pay him back. So he has his, like, henchman kick him in the shin.
Kick him really hard in the shin. I don't know if you've seen gangster movies. I know you have. But, like, gangster movies, like, they're a little more threatening than that.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you think, like, you know, like, guns pointed to the head.
Guns pointed to the head, like, or, like, threatening, like, your family.
Yeah, threatening a family. But no, you know what is really effective? A good kick to the shins.
You remember that scene in Goodfellas? When Joe Pesci is, like, you know, they're talking with Ray Liotta's character, and he's like, how am I funny?
Yeah.
And it's like, that it's really, tense. It's really tense and threatening.
Yeah, because
he should have just kicked him in the shin.
Because Joe Pesci goes from 0 to 100 in like 2 seconds.
We've seen him before this movie get fucking pissed off at like bartenders for nothing.
Yeah.
So you know, but no, kick him in the shin.
You know what? Joe Pesci just should have just walked up to him, ultimate insult, kicked him in the shin.
So he limps back to his houseboat, boathouse, whatever.
And then she's covered in a net.
She's covered in a net and has, like, strategically placed rocks.
Like buoys. Like,
yeah.
You know, floaty buoys.
Strategically placed. And on her nipples, chest. As soon as he sees her, his limp goes away.
Yeah. Well, trust me, he ain't limping when he sees her naked.
No, ain't nothing limp there, boy.
Ain't nothing limp there.
Because he says one of the... Okay.
Okay, so they're talking about there's the only truth between a man and a woman is in the bed.
Is in this bed.
And then he literally is taking off his pants and says,
get yourself ready for some truth. Oh, God. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And even before this, they're like, she's like, look, when you got the right set of tools, you can catch anything, even your own mermaid. Like, there are countless lines like this in the movie.
Yes.
Countless.
And then
I guess, have sex, even though she's covered in a fucking net, whatever.
Yeah, well, no, they don't take the net off, and then it cuts to them, there's a montage of them just doing different activities, like running, tennis, water skiing, like, just doing
things.
Stupid things that don't have any importance to the movie. And then he just, he's like so exhausted. And I was like, okay, is this where the movie's going to get interesting? Like,
no.
Is she going to kill him while he's exhausted?
Because he keeps getting exhausted because she's just like doing all this stuff and he can't keep up. So your theory was like, what, is she going to fuck him to like death?
Yeah, like, you know, GoldenEye Steve.
Exhaustion?
Like, squeeze his like stomach.
Is he going to like die out of exhaustion? No.
I thought.
Nothing.
I mean, I was hoping.
You get nothing.
No. They just have sex again.
Fucking hilarious.
And then she moves on to the next fucking city.
So now she's on an airplane and she's talking about how, like, you know, like,
She has three lives.
How did she, like, say it, though? She was like, I planted three lives.
Yeah, I planted three lives. One in Miami, one in...
She says one in New York, and she's like, you know, because that life has classical music and all this other stuff. And the one in Miami, because that's fun. And then she says, like, the one on the plane. Keep this in mind.
Yeah, the casual life on the plane where she doesn't have to worry about having sex with
men.
Keep
this in mind. She says three lives, okay? She says three lives. She mentions three lives, okay? Good. So, I'm just going to say this right now so I don't fucking remember because I'm a little buzzed. After this next scene, which we will describe, she says life number four.
Yeah. Now,
someone failed math.
Now, I am not just lightly buzzed. I am pretty buzzed.
I think you're on your third beer, so yes.
You know what? Actually, that's a good idea. That's a good segue.
And one of them was also a heavier alcohol content.
Really good segue. Really good. Mm. You know, to that. Let's get into the rest of the movie.
That's sweet sound.
Let's get into the rest of the movie.
She is in her stewardess outfit.
Okay.
Doing generic stewardess shit on an airplane that looks nothing like any fucking airplane I've ever witnessed in my life.
And it's not important at all to the plot, but I should mention the mobster guy is now following her.
For some reason. And there is a Marine on the plane. How do we know he's a Marine?
Because everyone calls him a soldier. This literally happens like four or five times, and it gets annoying as shit.
It's annoying the first time because it's wrong.
So the stewardess says, oh, like, you know, like, you deserve to go home. You were such a good soldier. And he's like, I'm a Marine, man. I'm a Marine.
Marines aren't soldiers, Will.
Apparently not, no.
Apparently not. But we know this because he says it like five more times.
Yeah, everyone says soldier, and he says, I'm a Marine, ma'am. I'm a Marine. Yeah. Like, without skipping a beat, he says it the exact same way every single time. I'm a Marine, ma'am. I'm a Marine. I'm a Marine, ma'am. I'm a Marine. I'm a Marine, ma'am. I'm a Marine. Like, oh, God.
It's great. It's infuriating. Great. Oh, it's great. It's so dumb.
So, we get a story let me explain the stupid story.
Oh, his story?
He's on a beach with a dog for for 2 years or something?
However long.
He was alone on a beach with a dog guarding and nothing happened. That's it.
And now he wants to go home.
What a great Marine.
Well, he's going to go to California.
And get some babes.
And get a California girl, and he says this to a stewardess, right? Again, I mentioned this, real human conversations, right?
Now, I don't know about every girl. Maybe some girls out there are like this. I have no idea. I don't judge if they are. But this is ridiculous because, like, the second he says he's going to California to, like, get some California girls, I guess her panties just dropped.
Because, Will, he hasn't had sex for 2 years.
Yeah, and she's just like, what?
I want that.
I want that.
I want that. So she immediately gets patriotic.
Now, maybe it's just me, but if I haven't had sex in quite a while, I'm like a two-pump chump.
Well, Will, I don't know what he was.
I don't know. Apparently he was good because he's a Marine.
And he got his fucking foot stuck in a hilarious scene. Oh, boy. So,
I'm just saying, when you're sexually pent up,
no,
it wouldn't be the greatest sex on the planet.
Well,
maybe to her, I don't know. Her panties dropped, though. She's just like, I want you now.
She went behind a curtain.
She's like,
and became her outfit. Chick. She became super chick.
She's like, I want you now. You haven't had sex in 2 years. I want you now.
It's blatant because she walks out behind the curtains and like this skimpy outfit and is just like, you know, telling him like, I want you now.
I heard you're a Marine, like away for 2 years and you're looking for some California girls.
You're looking for some action. I'm going to be in the bathroom.
Come up and cough twice.
Cough twice and I'll let you in. Just like out of nowhere immediately.
Like, no one does that.
Oh, Will, apparently they do.
No one does that.
Really?
I don't think so.
Well, I was on an airplane, and everyone does that. Everyone.
I mean, look, I'm not gonna be the guy that some girl walks up to and is like, hey, like,
what do you think they have, like, eight bathrooms? I heard
you're looking for some action. But, like, I guarantee you no one has said, well, maybe someone has said that. But, like, that's ridiculous. Well,
the funniest thing about that scene is that she says that and not a single person around them pays attention. Mm-mm. That's my favorite part. Is no one around them pays a single attention to the fact that she's just flat out saying, let's go fuck in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Everyone is just sitting there like, mm-hmm, nothing's happening.
So the mobster guy asks if there, how many stewardesses are on there, and then he's like slowly realizing that, like,
something's up.
She's like, she's two people or something, you know, because she has two disguises.
Yeah.
Her real self and then her fake self.
Yeah.
And so he's realizing that. He tries to follow her up the stairs, but the Marine is too quick. She goes upstairs.
And he goes to a bathroom.
Coughs twice.
Walks in. Everyone watches him. It's supposed to be funny.
There's an old lady that comes down and is like,
starts hitting him with her purse.
Doesn't anyone have any decency anymore? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And then starts hitting him with a shoe.
And then he goes to another bathroom. And people are staring at him again. It's supposed to be funny. He coughs twice.
And he finally goes in. The door opens.
And it's, I've never seen a fucking airplane bathroom look like this. It's huge.
It's fucking massive.
Because I guess they're like, well, they have to have sex, I guess. So we have to have a huge bathroom.
Well, yeah. They have to get their bone on and no one cares.
They just start making out. And it's like, they don't even have sex. They just make out and, like, say dumb. Like puns,
but the Marine, the Marine gets his foot stuck in the toilet.
Yes, and as he's like, she's like, well, push it out, and he's like, and as he like pushes it out, I guess he enters her because she's like, and I just want to say, I want to fucking die.
This was the point where I knew the movie wasn't going anywhere.
Well, I want to fucking die. I've never felt so embarrassed.
Now, do we even have to describe the rest of the movie?
No. Because
nothing happens.
Yes, we do.
Like, she just flies around to each different guy. Oh, well, we have to explain the last guy. You're right.
No, we have to explain all of it because I want people to know. We suffered.
All right, so she has sex with a Marine. Yes, they both come out of the toilet.
They say some dumb shit about, oh God, I forgot. Remember the captain makes an announcement?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all like, we're going to land and we're going high out. Like, it's just puns.
We're going to reach some, we've reached some turbulence.
Some turbulence, yeah. It's all puns.
And he's like, yeah, we sure have, like, all this stuff while they're making out. And it's like, oh, no.
They finish.
Oh, honey, no.
The Marine goes back, and that's it.
Yep. And then she starts her fourth life, even though she only has three.
She says, yeah. She's like, and then the fourth life is, it's a guy who's a singer in Los Angeles.
But he's having a little bit of writer's block because he can't figure out his sound.
Oh, but he does.
Oh, he figures out his sound, and he
gets his sound, and I wanted to kill myself.
Trust me, it's as stupid as you think it's going to be. Actually, it might be stupider than you think. Then
there's a scene of her in a karate school.
Oh, God.
She practices with some guys.
Every time it shows her from behind, it's a guy in a wig.
It is a man in a wig.
Yeah, because he's kind of buff, too. It looks like a man.
Well, it's noticeable because the hair is significantly more poofy.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, some big wig karate guy from Japan shows up, and they have a fight. She kicks his ass, and though he speaks Japanese for the whole scene, he looks at the camera.
I have to describe this scene because it was so stupid and I was so bewildered by how stupid this scene was. So she knocks him down and her gi is a little open, right?
Uh-huh.
Her karate gi. He looks directly into her karate gi.
Oh, right.
And sees her boobs.
Oh, right.
And then what does he say, Alex?
Holy shit. But he says it in, like, an offensive accent, if you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because he says, holy shit, like that. But he looks at the camera.
Holy shit! And then just passes out.
Passes out. Because the boobies were so good.
Yeah.
The ass kicking and boobies were so good.
Yeah. Don't worry, we'll get to a guy that likes to be hit in this movie, too.
Yeah, that was me.
A decent actor, too. We like to be hit by multiple movies. Multiple just movies that make me want to, like, just stop watching movies altogether.
What does he say? He says, beat me harder?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. Beat me harder.
I was just saying, please have a plot, and it never did, so.
It didn't. It just beat you harder.
It did.
So, that happens, and then it cuts to, I mean, immediately, cuts to a woman being whipped. A naked woman being whipped. It's a movie set.
No, remember, she goes to the friend, the black friend's house.
Oh. So no, he goes to her house.
Yeah, there's an African-American guy that's picking her up and taking her to a party, but he has to pick up someone else for the party.
Yes.
And that's when it goes to the woman, the naked woman being whipped.
And it's a movie set. And they start. She starts arguing with this guy, insults him. He insults her. She calls him a fag for some reason, and it's dumb. It's dumb. But here's the important part. Okay, she's naked, right? She puts on a robe. Now, immediately, then, the black guy and Super Chick show up, and she. I am not joking. 2 seconds after putting it on, immediately
she's naked.
She takes her robe off. And hugs him, and she spends the whole scene naked.
Yep. Just so you can see her boobs.
Yeah, and they have a conversation about nothing.
I don't even remember what they talked about. I don't remember any of the dialogue in this
movie. They go to a party, and I guess apparently she's a lesbian.
Yeah, because she like spies this guy, and then like she offers to take the black guy for like a threesome.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Oh no, I don't play like that and stuff." Well,
also earlier she was talking about like how. She's just not attracted to men.
Well, and Super Chick was, like, not about that. She's, like, yeah. Super attractive.
She's like, I don't think I could ever hate men.
And, yeah, this is the kind of dialogue that we're working with. And this
party is just, like, it's just dumb. There's just people, like, awkwardly gyrating, and then there's a woman who's completely naked dancing.
Yeah, she's the only naked woman in the entire room, and she's just dancing with the guy.
And then there's, like, a couple that's just making out, and, like, the guy is just, like, his hands, like, up her shirt.
Well, and they get, slowly, like, each scene they show the couple making out, they get more and more naked.
Yeah.
Which, again, I think this was a failed attempt at humor.
Yes.
That didn't work at all. So, anyway, the one guy and the Super Chick, they're talking and they want to go be alone and smoke weed.
They go into a closet. Now, they have a mind-numbingly stupid conversation about nothing, and it's supposed to be, like, deep, right? Then...
So the mobster guy's there. He sees the girl and everything. Not important
at all. Well, I was going to mention the best line.
What?
Remember the... It's like, what more could a guy in a clothes closet full of clothes ask for?
Yeah.
What?
A clothes closet full of clothes.
Why would a clothes closet be full of clothes,
Will? Just stew on that for a second. I don't know,
Will.
What kind of clothes? It's like a linen closet full of linens.
I don't know about you, Will, but my clothes closet has anything but clothes on it, let me tell you.
Or a laundry room full of laundry.
No.
No.
Fuck no.
A bathroom with a bath? That never happens. Whoa, dude. I know.
A bedroom with a bed.
A living room where people live?
No.
What?
What the fuck, Holy Will? Holy
shit, now we're getting deep.
Fucking dumb. Cops show up.
So the mobster guy tells him where the house is in an unimportant scene that I don't even know why I mentioned it.
I don't know what the point of any of it is.
I don't know what the point of this movie is.
Because he leaves the party with the lesbian and another woman.
Mm-hmm.
And we never hear from them again.
So, and that, yeah, I don't know.
But he tells these cops where the party is. They go in, they smoke a joint, and they start arresting people.
They put people against the wall. Super Chick goes into the bathroom, becomes the normal, homely stewardess, and is
pretend
like,
she doesn't know what's happening.
Yep, she pretends to just be like, I just came in here to use the bathroom because my pipes were broken or whatever. Yeah.
And the guy tells her, well, you leave and get your pipes fixed.
She leaves her friends and all that stuff, and then heads out, goes back to the music guy who is still having music blocked because he doesn't know what sound.
When she's walking back, the bikers show up.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you're right.
And they start, like, saying dumb shit, and when the one of them says...
No, wait, no. Before the bikers, we got the flasher scene. Your favorite.
Oh, right.
You forgot the flasher scene.
She's in a park, and a guy flashes her. And he's like, he says like some bullshit.
He says,
like,
what do you think of this?
And then she like tells him like, oh, you poor thing. Like, basically tells him like, insults his size, essentially.
When he's like, so I shit you not, this is the humor in this movie. So he gets offended, yes, and he's like, I didn't want some commentary. I wanted a reaction. Like, you're a prever.
You're sick. But yeah, he says you're a pee. No, he says you're a peevert.
A peevert. You're a peevert.
Humor.
Ha 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 ha.
Just tone deaf.
Cue laugh track.
Yeah.
Like this is like a part in like a sitcom where they have to make people laugh.
But it's like, okay, I get it. You want to do a reversal on the whole Flasher thing, right? But it's just like, the way you do it, it's just not funny.
There's better ways to do it.
It's just like he's basically trying to explain the joke to the audience and then like beating you over the head. Like, this is supposed to be funny. Get it?
Yeah, it's like hand-holding, but like in the wrong way.
Yeah. It's pathetic. And then the bikers show up. And they start saying like dumb biker movie stuff. Oh my god,
and then one of them like...
Breaks
the fourth wall!
A moment of self-awareness.
He says, let's stop with all this typical movie biker, like, talk.
And let's gang rape her. And
just gangbang her.
Oh yeah, gangbang her.
So they start chasing her with the bikes.
She goes behind a bush.
They all go behind the bush. And then
she beats them up.
You just hear, ha! Ha ha! Yeah! Wah! Wah! Puh! Puh! And then she steals one of the bikes.
And drives away.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't even see it. She just beats them up behind a bush off camera.
And then we get the best music scene ever after this.
Oh, in the club? Which he takes them to a club? And the guy is just like...
Yeah, so the guy... The fucking musician boyfriend is having trouble with, like... God, this is... Have you noticed this isn't an action movie? Like, we've literally described one action scene.
Oh, action movie, my ass.
We got played. So anyway, we'll go into that at the end of the episode. So we get a scene where the musician is still having trouble finding his sound, right?
Yes.
He's already a successful musician. He's like 21. He's still trying to find his sound, though. Because he has like one hit. And he wants more.
Yes.
So anyway.
So she wants.
He worked all day and all night and couldn't find a sound. So she's like, we're going to go find you a sound.
And she takes him to a club.
With the worst, like, 70s disco band I've ever heard in my entire life.
The guy's like, it sounds like bad karaoke.
I thought it was. But the beginning. No.
And then the song finishes and the guy's like, that's a great sound, man. I'm like, oh yeah, man, that's a great sound.
Man, you got a great sound.
And then he gets it. He's like, I know the sound. It's me and you.
It's love. The man love.
It's going to be filthy funk. It's going to be
filthy funk.
And then they leave, and then it shows the name of the club.
It's Filthy McNasties. Literally, that's the only time in this movie I actually kind of laughed.
Filthy McNasties.
That's what the club is called.
Not because it's clever.
No.
But because that is the most childish thing I've ever heard.
Filthy McNasties. That's like something like a 16-year-old comes
Seriously,
up with.
Seriously. A 12-year-old.
Like, okay, we're looking for this dirty, gritty, like, 70s club. What do we call it?
Filthy McNasties. Yeah. It's like what some edgy, like, 12-year-old would put as, like, their username.
It's, like, really filthy and really nasty, so we're gonna call it Filthy McNasties.
Yeah. Tits McGee.
Yeah.
Like that. Filthy McNasties. Good genius. So, oh God, this... I swear to God.
Oh my God, this scene.
I swear to God, they go and have sex on a piano.
And ding, 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 ding. And like, he's recording while they're...
But like, as they're having sex, he's saying like, oh yeah, baby, hit the note G3. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, move over to E flat.
Boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Like, I can't make this shit up. We actually watched this.
Oh, it happened.
This sex scene happens. They fuck on an open piano.
And that's his music.
That's his filthy funk.
It is filthy. I wouldn't call it funk, but Man.
There's no funk to it. So except then, for the funk that this stinky-ass movie produces.
So then she goes back to New York. And...
this, oh my god. The sitting, next sex scene.
They're sitting on a couch. Excuse me, you said sex scene?
It's technically...
How dare you?
It's technically a sex scene.
No. Bullshit. This is someone's fucking... You know what this is? This is the movie, like, rubbing its balls on our faces. This is pitiful.
This is worse than the mind sex in Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman is a masterpiece, okay?
Yeah, compared to this movie, yes.
That he puts on some music, they sit on the couch, and they start talking about the music
it's
and
like this,
orgasming.
It's like this tango music.
They start orgasming talking about the music, like,
yeah.
Oh, the rhythm, oh, the oboe, yeah. The violin.
The violin, the cello, oh!
This is real.
I can't even comprehend what we watched.
This is real.
We go from a scene where they're having sex on a piano to a scene where they're orgasming to orchestral
music.
And this
is the germaphobe. So they're not touching. They're sitting at opposite ends of the couch.
And describing what's happening in this song.
And orgasming to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And after this, I stopped taking notes. So whatever the fuck happens here is beyond me.
After this, I think it shows more shots of the guy in Miami.
Oh yeah, they
and like they're sailing again. He's super tired again, like always.
Oh yeah, the mobsters talk about their plan, which makes no fucking sense.
Their plan is to like hijack this guy that's taking a bunch of money on a plane, and they need her to bring the guns on the plane because it, except. I only got this because they actually do it in the film, but, like, literally the way he describes it is the most confusing thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
It takes, like, 5 fucking minutes to describe
it. So we're
going to
go on the plane, and she can get on the plane, we're going to take the package, and she can get on the plane, but, like, we can, like, go in there, and we're going to, like, sit separately, and then we're not going to talk to each other, but then we're going to get the package, and then she's going to bring it on the package, because she ain't going to pass the x-ray, and then he has the money, and then we're going to go to, like, here, and then we're going to not sit together, because it just, like, it winds in this weird, like, the way they describe it is just insane.
For a movie like this, it's way too damn complicated.
Mind you, there's 20 minutes left. There's, like, maybe less than 20 minutes left in the
movie.
So
she does that. She tells him she'll do it.
She has sex with the guy in Miami again.
Oh, in the water.
Yeah, because she lost her panties.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she lost her panties. He helps her find them, and he had them the entire time. And then they have sex in the water.
And
because he says it's the world's biggest waterbed.
Ha ha.
Yeah, ha 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 ha. Okay.
She flies back to Los Angeles. She has sex on the guy on a piano again.
No, on drums this time, remember?
Oh, boing!
And boing, 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 boing.
Same shit.
And then she gets kind of upset because she thinks he's using her for an instrument now.
Does she fucking blow me?
So then she takes the package on the plane. They have this giant x-ray machine where they just scan 2 bags. There's this high roller that brings on a bunch of money.
And
she brings the package.
One of them gets... The guy gets the fucking henchman grabs a package and takes the guns out.
Tries to hijack the guy and then, like...
She kicks the guns out of his hand.
He rips off her wig. She becomes super chick.
And she kicks their asses.
She kicks their ass and then, like, is on... Like, in the fight, she tore her shirt open.
So she's being interviewed and, of course, during the interview, there's a fucking dumb part...
Where they flash her tits.
For no reason.
Yeah, for no reason whatsoever.
And then they're joking about it, like, oh, you must have ripped your shirt during the fight.
And then the reporter, like, so they're trying to get a picture, and she's sitting on the luggage carrier. And the reporter is, like, pulling the cord, and, like, pulls it hard, and, like, punches her in the face.
He knocks her the fuck out.
Yeah. And then she's in a hospital bed.
With a broken leg.
Yeah. And then, like, it shows 3 panels. It shows the classic guy.
No.
Oh, no! And then the other guy. Oh, no! And then
the third guy.
Oh, no!
And then it shows 3 airplanes flying. And I just want to say, when this started happening, I wanted to die, because I was like, okay, all three of them are going to show up at the hospital, and it is going to be the most embarrassing thing I've ever witnessed. Well, and you know what? It was.
It was.
The news reporter is there, and then the first guy comes in.
So the news reporter is trying to apologize to her, brings her flowers, and wants to do a personal interview with her in the hospital. So she starts doing the interview, and then the first guy shows up and is all happy, and he's, like, not a germaphobe anymore because he loves her so much that he got over his germaphobia for her.
And then Mr. Miami shows up, and he's like, who's this guy? And then Mr. Music Sex shows up and is like, he takes his fucking guitar and smashes it, and that's supposed to signify to him that she's not just an instrument to him.
Well, and then the classic guy is like, oh, I thought you were. I thought I was the only one you had sex with in, like, New York. And she's like, "You're the you only are. One. You're the only one I had sex with in New York, York, Miami, and whatever the like
Los Angeles,
Los Angeles."
And then she tells him, "Like, this is the life I live, and I can live it with you or without you." And they are fine with it. And they all
start trying to kiss her at once.
And then the reporter looks at the camera and says something stupid. Did you remember what the hell he said?
No.
I don't either. Thank God. And then they're all kissing her and the camera pauses. And she says, hold on now, boys. Take a number.
And then end.
End of our life, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is it. Last episode.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no.
No, we gotta keep going. This is important work. This is...
What do you have to say about this?
You know, we bring up a lot.
Like... Oh, God, we forgot about the scene with John Carradine.
Oh, fuck, we did, didn't we?
For no reason whatsoever, she answers an ad in a newspaper that's talking about, like, new experiences. And it's a guy who's like, says he's handsome and, like, blah, blah, blah.
And mature.
And it's like this old movie star. And... she goes to his house and he's like, well, and she's like disgusted because he's not, you know, he's just some old dude. And then he takes her into his house and there's just like
these. It's like a torture chamber.
Yeah. And she's like, you're disgusting. What would your mother think of this? And then he's like, mom, we got another one. And she says something dumb.
Just be careful or whatever.
She beats him up.
He says, hit me again. She locks him up and then calls the police.
And then, she's like, this is why people have a bad image of Hollywood. And then he's just there, like, chained to the wall, like, beat me harder.
Beat me. Hit me harder.
Very telling statement.
Now, you asked what I thought of this movie and what I think of a movie like this. We talk a lot about how these kind of movies, like, make you appreciate good movies.
Oh,
so
do they ever.
This movie just makes me appreciate movies with a plot.
Please.
Because there is no plot in this. There is no reason at all, even for entertainment value, for this movie to exist. There is literally zero value to this movie. I have never seen a more worthless movie in my life.
Action movie.
Like, yes. So we've watched worthless horror movies. But I've never seen a more worthless action movie. The comedy, if you can even call it that, which I can't, because it's not comedy.
Barely.
It's not well executed at all. It's not well done. It's not well, it's kind of well filmed, but, like, anyone can pick up a camera and kind of film a scene well, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it's not that hard.
No.
It's hard to write compelling characters, and actually, I would argue it's really hard to write funny comedy.
Yes.
Because you have to entertain a wide audience.
And then get actors who can do that comedy.
Right. You have to get actors that can, execute the jokes well enough that people are going to understand it, mm-hmm. and that it's actually in a funny manner. Right?
This has none of that.
Even if it's, like, sarcastic humor like this one was going for. Like... if you're gonna be, like, Hot Shots or gonna be, like, Police Academy, then do that.
No.
But if you're gonna be, like, a semi-serious action movie that has some comedy elements, then fucking do it. But, like, nope. You gotta embrace what kind of movie you are, and this movie doesn't know exactly what it is at all. Like, it's just stupid and incoherent, and it's bullshit. There's nothing to it. There's no substance. That's my final... That's my final thought. I know it's a little heated, but I am mad at this movie because there's nothing... There is nothing to gain from watching this movie. Even, like, so bad it's entertaining. Like, we watch some bad movies that I can actually get some, like, entertainment value out of. We watch, like, some movies that I can, like, kind of... Not enjoy, of course, but, like, where I can be like, okay. Like, we watched that movie. It was really fun to watch because it was so dumb.
Mm.
This movie, I want to forget it.
Oh, we will.
Because there's nothing to it.
We will forget this one.
So what easily. Are your, so now that I've gone on my tangent, what are your final thoughts on this movie?
I've never felt more embarrassed. And it's weird because it keeps getting more embarrassing as it goes.
So are you embarrassed of the fact that you thought this was an action movie and you made us watch it?
No, I'm embarrassed at like how it's just not funny. And it's just embarrassing. Like it's like it's secondhand embarrassment. It's just these endless scenes of failed comedy. Endless. And it just won't stop and it keeps getting dumber. Because, like, I mean, the plot... This would be, like, okay for a porno. A stewardess goes around to different cities and sleeps with men. That's a porno.
But it's not That's a porno.
Not an action movie. But they didn't make a porno. They made a comedy with very, 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 very limited action.
Yeah.
And some nudity.
But they call it an action movie.
I don't know. It's embarrassing because it just fails. Like
on every aspect. It fails as a movie. Like, we watch these movies because, like, I think the most entertainment value is thinking that these directors made a good film. But
this, that is true of this.
But this movie is like, yeah, we watched it and, like, it's kind of funny thinking that this director thought that he was, like, making anything of real substance.
I just think at the end of the day, there's nothing as, like, embarrassing as failed comedy.
Yeah.
Because at least if it's a failed action or failed, like, horror movie, you can get, like, more enjoyment out of it. But when it's just failed jokes, it's sad.
Now, I feel...
It's pitiful.
I feel betrayed because I was hoping for something like Wonder Woman, right?
Well...
Like, I was hoping for something... Because we've watched... Like, what? This makes our third movie with quote unquote badass chicks, right?
So, yeah, this year we've had Wonder Woman, we had Doll Squad.
Yeah.
Both of which are a million times better than this nonsense.
Yeah. I would watch those a million times over before I even touch this movie again.
So, this is the worst of the badass women trilogy for 1973.
They mostly come out at nights. Badass woman trilogy.
Yeah.
Starting with Wonder Woman, which is my...
Which is the best movie ever made.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I don't know.
I, look, after this... Oh. Oh, God.
I don't know. This makes some of the movies we've watched not so bad. Like, it's one of those movies where you look back and you're like, huh, okay, it can get worse.
It did.
It did. Oh, it did.
It can get more pointless.
So, like, if you... I don't know why you would. I don't know why you want to torture yourself with this. Please. But, like, watch the sex scenes at least, because they're hilarious and stupid.
Oh, God.
But, like, not hilarious in the right way. I feel like they were trying to be hilarious.
See, I don't... Here's what I'll say. You need the full movie to get the context of why those sex scenes are so painful. If you just watched, like, a clip, you'd probably be like, okay, this is goofy. But you don't get it. You're not... Watching this with the whole movie, it's like, it's just a slow decline of, like, your brain. Because, again, I'll mention this. It starts out bad. However, it's not, like, the first, like, 20 minutes are not nearly as bad as, say, everything else.
Yeah.
Because it just gets more embarrassing.
Way worse.
Because as bad as I thought that dumb scene with the fishing net was.
He gets it's worse.
It's not as embarrassing as the scene where they are orgasming by listening to music. Okay? Which, yes, these are two things that happen in this movie.
So if you want to torture yourself, it is on YouTube. You just have to search Super Chick 1973, and it's a 2 hour and like 43 minute video.
Yeah, don't.
But that's just because they loop it twice, and I don't know who would want to torture themselves by watching this movie twice.
If you, hey, listen, you want to be a mad lad?
Watch this movie twice.
I dare
twice.
You to watch this twice.
I dare you.
I just want to know, like, what happens to your mental state?
If someone watches this twice, please comment on the Facebook page. I will, I don't know, if we ever make merch, I will send you free merch. I will, like...
I'll send you a beer.
The first person to watch this movie twice and actually get through it twice, I will send a beer to.
Yeah.
I don't even care. I will figure out a way to ship out of Utah because we have weird laws.
We'll smuggle it.
Yeah, exactly. We...
I'll fucking
smuggle it. I won't hand deliver it to you, but I will find a way to mail it to you.
Nah, bro. We're going to smuggle it prohibition style.
Like hide bootleg.
It in, yeah, like hide it in the back of a truck or some
fucking
shit.
Fucking like bathtub gin, you know? Yeah. Just bootleg it.
You're going to meet us in the woods somewhere.
Exactly.
We're going to deliver a beer to you.
To the fucking mad lad that can watch this movie twice and not blink an eye.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
No, I can't, and that's why I want
to... If you watch the second time, you're going to spend the whole time in anticipation of like, oh my God, I have to watch...
I have to watch that.
I have to watch that scene
I have
again.
To watch that piano sex scene again.
You have to watch both of them.
God. The drum and the sex scene, and the piano sex scene.
That happened.
But no, like, yeah, we'll find a way to get to you. So... But yeah, so that's Super Chick.
It's good to be back.
From 1973. It is good to be back.
Sort of.
I mean, I wish we would have watched a better
movie.
Don't
worry. We'll get a better movie for the next one. Don't worry about it. Make sure of it.
I think so.
It will be.
But there's plenty more episodes to come. There's no really big vacations coming up. I think I have two in August, but I might be back for both of them. So
yeah.
We'll see.
We are going to be on a roll.
Yeah, we'll be rolling through the shit.
Summer roll.
Yep.
Fuck.
The shitty summer 2018.
Fuck. God.
We're doing this for a purpose, Alex. We are. To bring movies into light.
I'm just glad I never have to watch this nonsense ever again.
Same. Bored. So, yeah. Anyway, for... That was Super Chick from 1973. We got plenty more 1973 to go. We're not done yet. So
we got stepped on.
And then after that, we'll move on to the next year, which is going to get even worse. But whatever.
It's fine.
We'll keep going.
It's fine.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. For They Mostly Come Out at Night, this has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And I will show you the truth. Oh, listen to the crescendo.
Note
C12. The note.
The oboe.
Oh, the drums.
Oh, the beer.
The two-step.